What's up, everyone? What's up? Welcome to Life That Does Live. This is your boy, Ceddie J. And every Monday, we bring you what we call Hot After Dusk Monday. And that's where we bring you a barrage of hot news and hot mess just to start your week off right. We got a lot of things covered up in today's show. We're going to be talking about week two around the NFL, the 2015 Primetime Emmy Award winner recap. Burger King releasing black buns and more of that nasty burger they got coming out, and so much more right here on Life of the Dust Live. Before we do that, you know how we got to start the show off, man. We can't do it without having a special intro, so we'll be playing that in a moment. Before that, also remind you throughout the show, if you want to call in and share any feedback or whatever, you got something you want to throw into the plate of hot mess for the show, you can always call in by just simply dialing 347-202-0389. Again, that's 347-202-0389. If you're too afraid to call in, feel free to leave feedback on our Facebook fan page. Just go to dustspot.com on Facebook and you'll find us. All right, let's do it. 2D, let them know. Too deep for that. I appreciate that, my friend. All right, man. Cue the background music for me, please. Thank you. All right, so what do I want to go in on first? Now, y'all know how I always do it. For those people who never been to the show before, for the Hot After Dusk Mondays, I always like a recap of what we had coming up from last week or whatever, hot mess I've seen around the world, or you know, just out and about in public. And this is one thing I will say. For kind of leading to that, I made a big story, a news announcement last week about the new magazines that we're about to release under the umbrella. One would be for plus size models. Another one would be for people who have disabilities, or you know, just something that people see as something abnormal to them. Those type, we're giving those people a forefront to be able to showcase themselves as well in another magazine. And that we haven't came with the magazine name for the plus size magazine yet, but we have came up with one for this everything I was talking about, this whether it be something what some people consider to be abnormal or disabilities, just some anything in the umbrella. Well, in that case, the name of the magazine is gonna be called Break the Mold. Yes, Break the Mold, and it's basically because we're trying to break every moment, every day. There's people who are going against the stereotype of what beauty is, or what a person, depending on their disability, or just anything, people tell you you can't do something because of a disability, and you end up proving them wrong that you can do so much more, and that these people don't just sit around and mope all day. Like, you can have hobbies, however. God put us on this earth, and hey, at the end of the day, sometimes we're going to all go through different tests, And that doesn't mean the world just stops spinning all of a sudden. So big ups to the people who make stuff happen around that. We want to be able to showcase that in the magazine. Now, I bring that shameless plug up to kind of lead into, segue into my, one of my hot mess moments. See, it's hard, it being a big and tall guy myself, the thing is, some people look at me, you know, they might not think I'm old, you're not that big, but still, I'll be considered big, in some people's eyes, big enough. But I've seen some people, I see you, man, it's hard, it's already bad enough that we have stereotypes about big people all the time, this, that, and the other. But you gotta, so that means you gotta fight that much harder in order for us to get respect. And walking around with a holy shirt on, with stains all over it, it's a bad look. It makes it come off as a stereotype of that's what we all about. Like, oh, look at that, there he goes. That, and it's annoying because it makes it a stereotype that all big people, we don't know how to dress and all that. It's so annoying. It's just like where my boy Greg said last week. We all ain't, because dudes got to deal with this crap, man. We got to deal with some of this crap. We not always, not just stretchy material, the freaking bomber shirts and all that other corny stuff. Like, some of us, man, we let everyone, who says that no one can't, everyone can't dress good and have the access to be able to dress good? Everyone, just because you're big doesn't mean you have to dress, you know, that you're only limited to certain type of clothes and that you guys does not care about your appearance. That's annoying. That's a bad look. Don't give up on your appearance. Take it. I don't care what size you are. Always take, and know people that say, don't be, it's not about being superficial or whatever. It has nothing about being self, nothing to do with being superficial. It is about, you should always just self pride of just looking your best. When you look good, you feel good. And I don't know about y'all, I try to look good as much as possible. And, you know, that's kind of, you know, just being born this way, I can't, you know, that's automatic. I'm going to feel good every day and day. But, you know, it's ridiculous, man. We cannot allow ourselves to fall in a bubble. And that's just for anybody. Now, I guess, like I said earlier, we got a slew of topics coming up. And again, it's week two around the NFL. It's coming to a close as Monday Night Football is getting ready to start. The 2015 Primetime Emmy Awards took place last night. Burger King, we're going to talk about Burger King's ratchetness in a moment. And so much more. So much more, people. Another big hot mess story, or hot mess observation I noticed, is coming across. And I kind of ranted about it last week, but I'm continuing my rant because I know kind of digging in a little bit more and realizing what's going on. So, this dislike button that Facebook is coming out, that is ridiculous because all that does is it's going to lead people to be able to act really negative. And in fact, and I already said that, but this is what pisses me off. If what I saw is true, Facebook, you're going down a wrong path. 10 dislikes on a post, and it could possibly be pulled down. People already hate what they're reporting, so now you're giving them another, you're giving haters another tool. I say this all the time, haters are good for you. Hey, you need a look. It's still good promotion, however, no matter what. And sometimes the hating, they kind of humble you because sometimes everyone's not quote unquote hating. Some people do constructive hating, as I like to say. Or some people say constructive criticism. I call it constructive hating, depending on how it comes off. But It's annoying to sit here and Facebook thinks that one of its biggest problems to address is we need a dislike button. I hate that YouTube has it. If you don't like a video, you go the heck past it. It's annoying. It's like, it's just really annoying that We have stood. I don't understand this. If you don't press a like button, does that mean you don't like it, or heck, or you just don't care, you know, or you just don't notice it, or whatever, or is it not just like reading stuff? You don't always have to hit like on it. Yes, that's understandable, people. Tell them that. We don't need a dislike button. It's so crazy in today's age where we are standing up against cyberbullying. The place you go encourage cyberbullying is going to be Facebook by sitting there having a freaking dislike button. That's encouraging cyberbullying, and that annoys the crap out of me, because there's people who don't have lives. We're going to go click that button. And then I'm pretty sure I know how Facebook's going to do. You're not even going to know who it was that disliked your stuff. They're not even going to let you know. That's how they're going to do it. And that's what my problem is. If it's going to be even more, and it's my problem is the button itself. But that's an even bigger problem. These little cowardly people hiding behind the button hitting dislike. That is out of hand. Out of hand. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and go into what's going on around the NFL. And y'all know, you guys know, every week I always have what I call the totally biased sports moment. That's where I take time out to talk about my team and what they're doing and just rally behind them, because that's what I can do. Everyone knows. I mean, if you're a sports show, yeah, you can't be too biased. It's your job. You got to kind of be a little more neutral. Me, I don't have to be neutral. I don't do a sports show. I do entertainment show mainly. So I can talk about my team and be root about it all day. But before I get into my team, let's talk about the NFL in general. This was a really weird... It's a really weird weekend. It was just really weird. Looking at the scores, so I'll go to the scores really quick. And at the end, I'll kind of talk about some of the big moments that I just struck out to be that I saw live and whatnot. Denver on Thursday Night Football, they ended up beating the Chiefs 31-24. The Patriots beat the Bills 40-32. The Texans get beat by the Panthers 24-17. The Cardinals beat Chicago 48-23, like a guy named Kyler score. San Diego gets beat by the Bengals 19-24. Tennessee gets beat by Johnny Football and Cleveland Browns 14-28. And get that music back going. Detroit gets beat by the Vikings 16-26. Adrian Pearce is back, y'all. Tampa Bay beats the New Orleans Saints at the Superdome. Of all places, they beat the Saints at the Superdome. This is interesting. 26-19. The Falcons beat the Giants. That's 2 weeks in a row they had beat NFC East teams, 24-20. San Francisco gets embarrassed by the Steelers, 18-43. The Rams get beat by Washington, derogatory words, of 10-24. Miami gets beat by the Jets. This is weird. I mean, this is where stuff gets really weird. The Jacksonville Jaguars, they beat the freaking Dolphins 23-20. Oakland Raiders, the Oakland Raiders beat the Ravens 37-33. You guys do realize the Ravens won a Super Bowl a few years ago, right? Let that marinate and reiterate the fact that the Raiders beat them 37-33. Are the Ravens coming back? The Ravens are only 1-1 right now, people. That's not bad. I mean, it's only been two games in the season, but that's pretty good. Raiders, y'all keep it up. I've been saying this, and there's no secret about it. I've been rooting for the Raiders, kind of not like woo-woo, I want them to win the Super Bowl, but I want them to get good again, because seeing some of the classic teams get good, it makes football just that much more interesting to me. Of Dallas, my Dallas Cowboys beat the Philadelphia Eagles 20-10. We lose. Last week we lost my boy Dez Bryant and Randy Gregory, and this week we lose Tony freaking Romo out of line. But we're 2-0 in the division, so not too bad. And then Green Bay beats the Seahawks 27-17. The Jets are getting ready to play the Colts right now. It's going to get crazy. It's going to get really, really crazy. So, yeah, those are the scores for the week. And I'm just wondering, you know, the Seahawks got Jimmy Graham. And Jimmy Graham, I mean, he just kind of fizzled. he's been fizzling down. And I know a lot of people, because, you know, he's at that Gronk size. And he's been pretty dominant for a lot of seasons. But he just kind of, like, last season, he kind of fizzled out a little bit. And then now this season, he's fizzling out some more. It is getting out of hand. I should have known something was up when the New Orleans Saints got rid of him for Max Unger, the center. I knew something had to be up. Now I know. It kind of clarifies it now. All right. So what we're going to do, we're going to go ahead and go to a song break, and then we come back. We'll chop it up some more here on Life at the Live.
Them young, die rich, I hope they understand. I live a fast life, I hope they understand. My circle tight, never snitch, I hope they understand. They don't understand, they can't understand.
Make one thing clear, I'm the power bird, cause I'm killing tracks, ain't no coming back. Got killers around me like Connor. It's one thing that I do possess, is the impeccable intellect. I'm the bridge, gotta make connects from my actions. I earn respect, my delivery ain't like the threat. Gang chest, how they testing me. Close friends turn to enemies. With family, you make memories. Even then, you gotta watch them close. With Walker County, raise the cut, though. But I'm kind-hearted, I cut, though. Mama introduced me to gun smoke. To this day, I gun tote. Your top five, what I aim for. Where I'm from, we don't give up. I'm from Texas, ain't no game show. So you playing with little fast lock. Keep that strap on me, I'm Chapo. No amigos, no act. Al Pacino, who get rid of people. Don't test my ego. Them young, die rich, I hope they understand. I live a fast life, I hope they understand. Circle tight, never snitch, I hope they understand. They don't understand, they can't understand. I pray my homies never switch, stay true to the fam. They don't understand, they can't understand. Them young, die rich, I hope they understand. I live a fast life, I hope they understand. I'd be surprised if I ain't competition. Every mission on the beat is a demolition. Boys can't see, but it clear their vision. Cause I'm killing shit, that's real shit. That's a clear picture. Saying that he real, but ain't real with you. Gotta cut them off, can't feel it. Doing what I do for my circle, hating on me, it ain't perfect. I charge the game. Tell me out here who be rapping like Frank. Down to the socks, Gucci the name. Paying respect, the homage to Biggie. The words is polished, the game in need me. Passing the knowledge, my money, my problems. Bro told me get it and know that I got it. Had a black mask, can't see who got it. Ride with the top off. They don't understand why I'm so clean. I'ma hit the stage while it's sold out. Got a group singing like Billie Jean. It's in my heart to rap the South. But I'm in Cali on chilling with Wiz on Khalifa. Smoking on cheese, counting cheese. Them young, die rich, I hope they understand. I live a fast life, I hope they understand. A circle tight, never snitch, I hope they understand. They don't understand, they can't understand. I pray my homies never switch, stay true to the fam. They don't understand, they can't understand. Them young, die rich, I hope they understand. I live a fast life, I hope they understand.
see it on the floor. I'ma need you to do a little more, yeah. Shower is overrated. Baby, I anticipate it tonight. It's what we gon' do.
Boy. One for the money, two for the twerk, three for the hoes that's gonna make it work, four for the bitches that's gonna get it live, five, four, three, two, one, bring it down.
Now bring it over. got your booty sore.
Throw they bands on it. When I get that pussy, I'ma stand on it. Then beat it, beat it, beat it like a band on it. Drop it down, down, do it to the ground. Pick it up, up, up and down. You a bad bitch, we gon' fuck around. When Emmy in this bitch, it is going down.
All my bad ass bitches, put your hands on your knees.
All my bad ass bitches, put your hands on your knees.
All right, we're back here on Life That Does Live. Your boy, Seti J. And let me see. I got a message. Let me see this one say. Okay. Appreciate it, bruh. Appreciate it. Okay, so let me go ahead and go into some of the end, because I was going to go ahead and go to Emmy's recap. You got a lot on the list. I will go through very quickly, because goodness, if you thought me going through NFL scores it took forever, it's going to take just as long. So, the 67 Primetime Emmy Awards took place last night. And these are the awards that won. I'll go through them quickly again. Game of Thrones, Outstanding Drama Series, Veep, Outstanding Comedy Series, Uzo Aduba, she got Outstanding Supporting Actress on Drama Series. That's Orange is the New Black. John Hamm got Outstanding Lead Actor in a Drama Series for Mad Men. Viola Davis got Outstanding Lead Actress in a Drama Series for How to Get Away with Murder. Peter Dinklage got Outstanding Supporting Actor for Drama Series, which is from his drama series, of course, is one of the greatest shows ever, Game of Thrones. Jeffrey Tambor got Outstanding Lead Actor in a Comedy Series. I haven't looked at Transparent yet. Apparently got a lot of awards yesterday, and I have not seen that show yet. Julia Louis-Dreyfus got Outstanding Lead Actress in a Comedy Series for Veep, in which Veep won a lot of awards too yesterday. And I personally like Veep. It comes on HBO. Very good show. I laugh my behind off because, like, every week it kind of gives you a glimpse of, oh my God, if the White, you know, the White House was that entertaining, we probably wouldn't be as so frustrated if life was just that entertaining when it came to politics. But it gets really serious, and that kind of takes you escape away from it. Like, seeing her antics every week on that show is hilarious. I love Kitteridge. Outstanding limited series. Allison, Janie, outstanding supporting actress for comedy series, and that's for Mom. The Voice got outstanding reality competition program. Frances McDormand got outstanding lead actress in a limited series. Richard Jenkins got outstanding lead actor. Tony Hale, from who's hilarious on Veep, by the way, outstanding supporting actor in comedy series. Regina King got outstanding supporting actress in a limited series, and that's for the show American Crime. D.B. Weiss got outstanding writing for a drama series. Outstanding writer for a drama series also goes to David Benioff. Bill Murray got outstanding supporting actor in a limited series. David Nutter, outstanding directing for a drama series. Armando Iannucci got outstanding writing for a comedy series. Simon Blackwell got outstanding writing for a comedy series. Outstanding writing for a comedy series. Tony Roche. Jill Soloway, outstanding directing for a comedy series. The Daily Show, outstanding writing for a variety series. Outstanding directing for a variety series. Chuck O'Neill, outstanding writing for a limited series. Jane Anderson, Lisa Kolodinko for outstanding director for a limited series. Outstanding variety sketch series goes to Inside Amy Schumer. And The Daily Show, outstanding variety talk series. And so those are everything's going on. One of the most powerful messages that's been kind of going around all day is what Viola Davis said in her speech yesterday. And I want to make sure I get that quote perfectly. I can't remember most of it by heart, but I want to make sure I quote her accordingly, because it has definitely, it definitely took the internet by storm, and rightfully so, because you guys know how I am about women have equal opportunity, and that kind of gives away the quote right away. And what she stated was, and give me a moment, goodness, I thought I had the quote, and I got to scroll past a million things to get back to the point. Oh, my God, people, y'all do this on, I'll be just trying to get to the point. I just saw this person share this stuff on their page earlier. Now they're really going to make me work today. I didn't ask to work. I want to get it done the first time. There we go. The only thing that separates women of color from anyone else is opportunity. Again, the only thing that separates women of color from anyone else is opportunity. I couldn't agree anymore. And goodness, I'm so focused on doing my show, I forgot that Gotham is on tonight. What was I thinking? The football game wasn't really intriguing me, but missing Gotham, that is intriguing me. I have to tell them the Gotham team was going on and over there. I will find out. I want everyone to start spoiling it for me. The Greg Halls of the world. I don't need you spoiling the show for me, my friend. So, yes. I got to do my best to figure out what the heck is going on. So, yes. Oh, my God. A lot coming up on that. Burger King, man. I'm about the Primetime Emmy Award winner recap. Let's talk about Burger King is nasty behind Burger King. Burger King should be ashamed of yourself. If for that nasty black burger you got coming out. This is one of those things where black things don't matter. Black lives matter, but black burgers do not. I do not know what the heck you were thinking. Leave that in Japan, man. Do not bring that over here. Why? Who told you? Like, and it's these, probably because these fanatics are like to just be weird. Oh, let me get the weird food real quick. First of all, I mean, goodness. So Burger King is bringing the black burger buns to America. America. So just kind of recap you on what the black burger was over in Japan. Japan, it consisted of black buns and black cheese, both dyed with bamboo charcoal, topped with squid ink sauce. And yeah, that's just sounds like a recipe for ilk. So it's making its debut stateside as of late October. It's basically the Halloween burger. And this burger, it won't have the squid sauce or the black cheese. It will still have the stupid black buns, and it's going to probably look gross as hell. People say it's not an appeasing burger. It just looks burnt. Like, people complain about burnt food. Why would I want something that looks burnt? I do not want a burnt looking hamburger bun. It just doesn't look right. And yet again, here goes another joke of the day where people are going to use black as a bad connotation because they have to use, because this stupid burger. Darn you, Burger King. Darn you. Black Lives Matter. This burger does not. I'm not Burger King. I just can't believe that we just had to stoop that low. Are we just that bored? Why don't we just fix fucking good food? Why don't we not have fun just fixing food that's good for you and healthy and going to help encourage people to live better lives? We want to encourage making a nasty behind looking. I mean, it doesn't even look appeasing. Like, if I'm gonna let me get one of those Halloween burgers, you have lost your mind. I don't know what's worse, and this could be a stretch of my analogy. I don't know what's worse, Burger King's Halloween burger coming out or Taco Bell's breakfast. I haven't eaten Taco Bell's breakfast, but it looks gross. I just can't do it. I just can't do it. I've stayed away from McDonald's, and trust me, they're right. You know, now these people right here are right in the forefront. Dodge them too, because I have no time for that. All right, so there you have it, people. It is official. The nastiness that is, it continues to go on. So, that being said, we're gonna go ahead and go to some random dig into the box topics, and I got some stuff, man. People have been going in all week. This is what I do. People don't realize on Facebook, I pay attention to what you say. What you say matters, people. Black, not only does Black Lives Matter, but your comments matter, and your comments are important to me. So, let's find out what exactly is important to me. All right, so some of the stuff we've been kind of talking about over the weekend, and if you have paid this to my Facebook page, I talk about a lot of stuff, just kind of throw things out there and going on it. A big story, hot mess. I don't know what it is about people shooting in churches, but in Alabama, and it's always the freaking South, we got a man who's suspected, and a church student who was upset over a freaking breakup. He was upset, and let's go ahead and dig into that a little bit more, because I just want to know, I mean, it's just not safe anywhere. Church, people going to church, he just keep going to church and say, man, after this church, we're going to go ahead and act a fool. Y'all are getting out of hand. So let's go dig into this. So this happened yesterday. Yesterday, first service and second service, people. Associated Press line on information from law enforcement officers erroneously identified the minister who was wounded. The injured pastor was Bob Carswell, not Earl Carswell, but the greater version story is below. Okay, get to the point. All right, so a man suspected of shooting three people in Alabama, the Alabama church, was likely upset over a recent breakup and visitation issues with his son. James Jr. Mentor, 26, is being held without bond in the shooting of his girlfriend, his infant son, and the pastor who tried to intervene Sunday morning, according to Selma Police Lieutenant Curtis Manahan. The pastor has been identified as Bob Carswell. And Mentor was arrested after he opened fire during church service at the Oasis Tabernacle Church in Selma, Alabama. Witnesses told police that Mentor entered the church and sat in the front row between his girlfriend and the baby. According to a statement released by the Selma Police Department, Mentor then pulled out a handgun and started shooting, according to the statement. And the girlfriend, who was 24, fell to the ground and Mentor fired at her, striking her jaw and shoulder. The baby, a one month old, was shot in the hand. Carswell, who's 61 years old, then grabbed Mentor and was shot in the leg. Members of the congregation helped subdue Mentor, and Mentor wrestled away his gun, according to the police. And then, of course, he ran out of the church. The pastor was taken to a local emergency room for treatment while the woman and baby were taken to a hospital in Birmingham. The victims are in stable condition. And after he fled the scene, Mentor was captured by police less than a mile away. His vehicle was left at the scene and a gun was recovered at the church. District Attorney Michael Jackson appraised the pastor and members of the congregation for helping wrestle the gun away. And I wanted to just kind of stop there. A very interesting thought process that just kind of just goes on. At my everyday job, you know, we actually had where we have active shooter training, and you've been taught to do this stuff. And in active shooter training, there are three simple things. Yes, they're pretty much for the most part. Is run, hide, and fight. Or fight, excuse me. If they can, you should always go in that progression. If you can run your behind off if it's safe to run. If it's not safe to run, hide. And if you can't hide in time and it's already too late, fight for your life. And that's why, like, what I do when I go to places, I'm not just being paranoid. It's just me making sure people are going to be safe in case someone does have something happen. Because who knew they were going to wake up tomorrow and knew someone was going to shoot in the church? Not happening. So when I go into a room, I go somewhere, I always study the surroundings around me. I look around at exits. I look around for hiding spaces. I look around for things that if I was on this side of the room and someone tries something, what can I grab to subdue them as fast as I can? You have to think about these things. I know there's a lot to think about, but yes, people do things every day, and you just got to be prepared. So that's what's going on with that. I mean, people are shooting the freaking church. This is just out of hand. People are shooting folks in church. It's like, I mean, and I don't care, you know, everyone's getting this whole thing of religious squabbles. I don't care how you worship or, you know, your religious beliefs, but no one deserves to get shot. And I don't want to hear this whole thing about the church. Like, you know, the church ain't safe anyway. F that, people. These people are going to a place where it's supposed to be a place of peace, and people are coming and acting a fool. It's just getting out of hand, and it just really goes to the fact of mental health, man. We have got to take the mental health issues very much more serious, because if we don't, we can't preempt these kind of things. And yeah, sometimes people just snap out of nowhere, but we got to, you know, when people have mental health issues, we need to do our best to identify them as fast as possible so that we can help alleviate things, you know, especially anything that causes bodily harm. So look out for people, man. Don't be too selfish. I know, hey, you know, I don't ever say I'm mind my own business mantra. That's good and all, but I don't know about y'all. I like to make sure people around me are safe. This is how I do it. So look out for your neighbor, man. Don't allow people just come in here acting a freaking fool out of nowhere. It's not called for. Simple as that. Look out for your people. I'm telling you, you look out for folks. It's going to make the world a better place because they don't have to worry about, you know, oh my God, am I going to live tomorrow? Or if someone tries to get me and I miss it, is it going to be too late? No, it won't be too late because you're going to have good people around you that's going to watch your back and you watch other people's back as well. All right, we'll be back after this.
Black and Mild.
Chase, I've gotcha. I'm going to go with one big announcement, human cameras wise. Vote, as usual, we've been starting this like second half of the year, kind of just gearing it up and continuing going, allowing you, the fans, to vote on the covers. don't know, it just makes a lot more fun of me. It's kind of doing things a little bit more, it's a little different, man. And instead of just pick, you know, some people, they just put a picture up. They don't give you a mock cover. We actually take the time out of our day and make mock covers. That's how we do it. And you get to vote for it. All you got to do is go to the Human Canvas page, the fan page on Facebook. Go there and you will see the one, the photo album, which should be right at the top, that says cover contest issue number 23. This is going on to the end of Wednesday. All you got to do is go to the page. Press go to your favorite picture or pictures. You can vote on multiple ones. That's fine. And press the like button on that particular picture or pictures. And, of course, at the end of Wednesday, whoever has the most makes the front cover. Whoever has the second most gets the back cover. So that's how we do it. We make it interactive. We change things a little bit. We do things a little bit different here at Life That Does Live, Human Canvas Magazine, Dust Spot, which, by the way, Dust Spotters, man, I don't know what has got in the Kool-Aid, but y'all have been on this month like crazy. Like, I mean, it could be a little bit of the magic that me and DJ Rick have been doing over the past weekend. You know, we've been going in over the weekend, kind of spying on y'all pages and showing everyone love, and that's what it takes. We'll keep doing it, man. It's definitely a blessing to just kind of big people up and, you know, give people feedback. And it's, and what I love about it is it's kind of, not only have people just been posting, but they have been sharing feedback with other people, and that's what it's all about. Share the feedback. It makes it that much more fun. It's becoming fun again. It's reminding me why I started this in the first place. Give you a conducive environment to be professional and support people without the thirst. So there you go. Appreciate everyone that support movement. It's crazy. I'm looking at, you know, Facebook does the memories thing. I'm looking at a bunch of different memories. One I didn't share yet. It's kind of old, but 2 years ago was when we first debuted Realsphere Radio here on the network. And it's a blessing, man. Like, that's what we had, four shows we had, to where Mondays and Wednesdays we do this show, Life That Does Live. Tuesdays we do Glitz and Glamour. Our Glitz and Glamour will be coming back soon. Be on the lookout for that. Thursdays we did two shows. Yeah, On the Fly, and then we did radio, and On the Fly, you know, that was a short run, but heck, it was decent. It was a decent show. And man, so now it was the main, the three, Life That Does Live, Glitz and Glamour, and Realsphere Radio, and you kind of get a little different flavor from each show, different energy, and I like it, man. And even me being on different shows, it still gets a different flavor, because on the other two shows, I'm more so, you know, I'm just part of the crew there. I'm not necessarily the pilot of the ship. I'm more the pilot on this nice little airplane over here. And I'm excited, man. I just got like re-excited, because I just realized something. Fallout is almost here. And I just saw that T-shirt you put up there, Chase. That's pretty dope. It's like this shirt that he shared, and it's like a mash between Fallout fandom and Metal Gear Solid fandom. And they made they basically did the Fallout little caricature guy, and they made him look like Snake. It's really dope, man. Like how they did it. And I'm excited. I play. You know, I mean, every weekend, like for the past few weekends, this weekend, I didn't do it this weekend. I want to give myself a little rest, because you don't want to get, you know, you get too much into it, you're like, oh, man. But I was playing, you know, Fallout, New Vegas. I've been kind of playing that to kind of hold me over until I get to the new Fallout coming on Fallout 4. No, Fallout. Yeah, Fallout 4. Fallout 4. So, yes, I'm excited, man. I can't wait. I thought about getting the Pip-Boy edition, but I'm like, do I really want to spend that much money? I just want to play the freaking game. And I can't wait because I definitely want to make sure I link up with my brother. I'm about to go take my laptop over there with him, and we're going to have to do some playthrough because it's going to be fun, man. That is going to be a fun moment when that game comes out. Me and him, we don't really play the same. We play logically. That's one that we do the same in that game. But what we don't do is we don't run around to around bunches. You know, just that too. But he likes to kind of dabble into the styles. I always kind of stick within the same realm. It's usually some with guns. He's smart, like unhand combat, unarmed combat in melee. He'll mess with the characters doing that. I just can't do that. I want the enemy to be as far away from me as possible and shoot they behind. I do not like things getting that close to me. Them Night Stalkers got close enough, and I had a gun on freaking Vegas, so I'm surely not going to do unarmed. So, yes, people, as we get ready to close the show, I want to remind you, you can obviously listen to any parts of the show by going to blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ, SCEDDY, letter J. You can also go to iTunes, search for Dust Spot Radio Network on iTunes, search for us on Stitcher, and also, of course, on DustSpot.com. Right there on the front page, you'll see our little radio player. It always plays the four most recent shows. So tune in, enjoy the past four shows, man. And that's how we do it. And there are apps for the Stitcher. There's a Stitcher app in it. Of course, iTunes app, all that good stuff. All right, we out. Peace. And remind you, everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, where there's a J or there's a U, there is a way.